All right. So yeah. Shapeshifters in the Bible is a real thing. You might say, what are you talking about? In the millennium, the saved people today will get a glorified body at the Bema Seat at the rapture. And then after 7 years, we come back and we rule and reign for 1,000 years. But we'll have a glorified body. But the people who are still on the earth, who haven't, don't have the glorified body, they, when they look at us, we'll look like a human, but we can shapeshift. We have a spiritual body, but we'll come back and rule and reign for 1,000 years with Jesus. And so we will be the shapeshifters. What else is the Bible? What else do people not think about? Okay, so when we go to heaven, we'll get raptured up and get judged for things done in the body. When we see Jesus, we'll be like him. So there's no reason to come back to earth to be made more holy, because when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. When you see Jesus, the thing that you behold, you become. This is why it's important to read the Bible, meditate on the truth. What you think upon, what you behold, because you have a mind's eye, right? The mind's eye. What you ponder, you become. Whatsoever things are true, lovely, good report, think on these things. That's what you become. And once you become that, and somebody shows up in your world and tries to take it away from you, they can't even take it away from you, because that's who you are now. You become a new creature. And it's different levels. It's different levels down here on earth, right? So let's say you're greedy, and then you overcome that, and you say, there's no reason to be greedy. It's abundance down here like crazy. There's no reason for greed, because it's all right here. God has given, there's no scarcity. And say, oh, there's no reason to be greedy, because, you know, the Bible says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth. So let's say you were a thief, and you get saved, and you've overcome that, and some thief comes up and gets in your car and says, let's go steal something. And you say, it might be a family member. You say, get out of my car. I ain't got time for you. I'd rather work by the sweat of my brow than steal something, because you're going to get caught. You're going to end up in jail anyway. And then that next verse, right after that, it says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is to edifying. And so let's say you have a negative mindset, and you overcome that, and you just start to edify and build up. And then somebody comes around who's always negative, and they try to pull you back into that. You don't even go backwards. When you become what you behold, you become, right? And when you become that, like Jesus is the I am. So when you become, when you embody the righteous behavior, the righteous traits, you don't go backwards. Even if you did, it's not who you are, and God is going to scourge you, you know. And so once you see Jesus, you'll be like him. So when you come back and rule and reign for 1,000 years, and you got the people who are still in the flesh mind trying to pull you, you're like, I'm a glorified creature. I don't walk the walk you walk. I'm not like you. We're 5D, and we're not 3D. You still think in the 3D, revenge and bitterness and unforgiveness and living in the past and worry and anger and bitterness. I might have said bitterness. And you're always trying to, some people are con artists trying to hoodoo other people. etc., etc. All the flesh mind. Look, all the Jerry Springer stuff. You're just like Jerry Springer. You're married, but you're cheating on your spouse. You're running the streets. You're trying to have babies with two or three at the same time. You're still living in the flesh mind. Or you say TGIF, thank God it's Friday, let's go get drunk and go to the bar. That's the flesh mind. That's not a saved mindset. Some people are saved and still have stuff like that. And it might make them mad when you call them out on it, but it's not the spirit mind. And they are straddling the fence, you know. Why are you going to get drunk? I don't see any reason to get drunk if you're saved, because you're high on Jesus. He says, be not drunk with wine, but be you filled with the Spirit. It doesn't say don't drink wine. Yeah, you could drink some wine, but be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So once you embody the being filled with the Spirit, you don't even want to touch wine. You don't even look at it. You don't even want to look at it. I know if I go through something painful, I don't think, oh, I need a drink, or stressful. I don't think that. The way I deal with it is sleep. If I'm dealing with something stressful, I try to get it done, get everything caught up, figure it out. You can't fix a person. You have to learn that the hard way. You can't change a person. If your wife abandoned ship, you know, why would you go get drunk? Just get in the Word and read 1 Corinthians 7 and Matthew 5, Matthew 19, Numbers 5, Numbers 30. Get all the Bible verses you can about marriage, because everybody's going to give you an opinion. So your wife abandoned ship and you finally see a verse that says, oh, if the unbeliever depart, let a brother or sister is no longer in bondage in such cases. So you don't have to be all stressed out because you're free in Christ. But a lot of these legalistic churches say, oh, my, blah, 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 blah. Well, Apostle Paul said you're free. You're not in bondage. And the Bible says from the beginning it wasn't so. I mean, Jesus said, you know, because the disciples, they said, well, if it's that strong of a thing about marriage, then it's better not to marry. He said, some can't handle that. Some can't handle that. What he's saying is, here's the gist of it. A lot of times two people get married and they don't even know the person or their character. And number two, they marry when they're young instead of marrying when they get older and learn the person, because you know, we know why that happens. But anyway, you don't really have a solid foundation on biblical truth, and most people don't even care, because they're so distracted with the 3D repeat, you know. But you're free in Christ. If it was a believer, they're not going to leave. If it's two believers, they're going to talk to a counselor, or they're going to figure it out one way or the other, you know. But there's a lot of people out there who are not, they say they're a believer, but they're not really believers. They just think they are. They're not. But once you embody a truth, it becomes a part of you. It's like you eat some food and you digest it and the nutrients become a part of you. Once a truth becomes a part of you, you can't go backwards. In other words, if some legalist said, you got to do this, I'm going to be scratching my head and thinking, do you even know who you're talking to? What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. And so, I got to do something? I don't think so. All I got to do is trust Jesus, believe on Jesus, receive Jesus, believe into Jesus. By faith. You don't understand what that means, but you do it by faith and it happens. And then over time you start to realize what that really means, to believe in, to receive, believe on, receive, trust in, believe in. It's all related. Fidelity, faith, true, faithful, faith, tree. It's all connected. Steady state, upright, standard, set a standard. And so when you set a standard by faith, you walk by faith, not by sight. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. So my point is, when you set that standard, a legalist shows up and you've embodied faith. And the legalist is works. And you're like, I'm an embodiment of walking by faith. I'm a living, walking, breathing faith person, preacher, teacher, human. I walk by faith. If I'm saved by faith, then every day's faith. What are you trying to do? Oh, what about the storm that's coming today? I used to have a friend that called me when the weather. Oh, did you hear about the storm? No, I don't care. I'm walking by faith. If the tree falls on my house, I just get a chainsaw out and fix the roof. What are you talking about, man? I thought that's what insurance was for. But you got people trying to take away your faith. Fear is not faith. Trying to get you to walk by sight instead of by faith. And when you see these creatures, that's what they've embodied, works and fear. If you got somebody around you who's embodiment of fear, and you're an embodiment of faith, the two shall not dwell together too good. So when you embody a trait, you can't go backwards. That's my point.